podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC and your daily reminder that the Reds are still very much in the title race and not to lose your minds just yet. Now, it is match day. It is Thursday. Liverpool play Atalanta tonight in the Europa League at Anfield at 8 p.m. under the lights in what might be Jurgen's last European home game and thus potentially his last night game, which is huge. Like, it really is huge. Because he's been here for so long. You know, you think back, it's a long, long time since Brendan Rodgers left. And we didn't have great European nights under Brendan. We had multiple embarrassments under Brendan. We didn't have many great European nights under Kenny. We didn't have many great European nights. We didn't have many great days under Roy. Like, you're going all the way back to Rafa for the last time Liverpool had great European nights. And Jurgen, like Rafa, has given us many of them. And when Rafa left, it was expected, I think. I know it went to the summer, it hadn't been announced, but I think it was. Everybody knew he was going to go, that the relationship between him and the then owners had reached a level where it was just no longer possible for Rafa to stay at the club. And as well as that, I think it was time for Rafa to move on anyway. He probably should have taken an extended break to refresh and then come back at a different club. If he had done that, I think he probably would have continued to have success. Instead, he jumped straight into the Inter Milan job. And his reputation just took a hammering. Before that, obviously, Jed. We had tremendous European nights under Jed as well. So we've been very fortunate, but at no point more so than under Jurgen, unless you're going back, obviously, to the late 70s and early 80s. Under this manager, in Europe, we have seen four finals. One in the Europa League, three in the European Cup. In 15-16, he takes over from Brendan Rodgers. Rodgers should have been sacked that summer, but managed to spoof his way into a couple more months. Stays until October, and Jurgen takes over on October the 8th. We were in the Europa League, and before Jurgen took over, we had drawn away to Bordeaux and drawn at home to mighty Sion of Switzerland. Jurgen's first European match with us was a 1-1 draw at home to Rubin Kazan. Emre Can scored our goal after we'd gone 1-0 down. They had a player sent off on 36 minutes, which let us back in. Then we went to Kazan and beat them 1-0 through a Jordan Ibe goal. Then we played Bordeaux at home. Milner and Benteke with the goals in a 2-1 win. And then a 0-0 draw in Sion, and we went through as group winners. Round of 32, we faced Augsburg. 0-0 draw away from home in the first leg. 1-0 win at home, a James Milner penalty. By no means impressive. We were not good at the time. Rodgers had left a dumpster fire behind him. Hence, Jurgen having to change almost the entire squad of anything resembling success. In the round of 16, we took on Manchester United at Anfield. a Daniel Sturridge penalty and a Bobby Firmino goal gave us a 2-0 win. We went to Old Trafford. Martial scored for them. And then Phil Coutinho, with a moment of magic, made it 1-1. And we went through 3-1 on aggregate. We went to Dortmund in the quarterfinals. Divock Origi scored after brilliant work by Emre Can to put us 1-0 up. Mats Hummels with the equaliser. Back to Anfield for the second leg. And within 10 minutes, it looked like tie over. Mkhitaryan and Aubameyang scoring for them. But then Origi scored, and then Coutinho... Then Origi scored, and it was 2-1. But then Marco Reus scored, and it was 3-1 to them. And 4-2 on aggregate. And we looked dead and buried. But then Coutinho scored. Then Sacco scored. And then in the only positive moment of his Liverpool career, Dejan the Pebble Lovren scores. And we go through 5-4 on aggregate, 4-3 on the night. We go to Villarreal for the first leg of the semi-finals. We lose 1-0, Adrian with the winner. But then we spank them at home 3-0. Bruno Soriano, Daniel Sturridge and Adam Lallana with the goals. And that took us to Basel. And for the first half, we were really good. And Daniel Sturridge made it 1-0. And in the second half, we crumbled. Gamero scored just after half time, and then Koke got two on 64 and 70. The Pebble going back to normal Pebble behaviour with his second half performance. Some people still blame Albi Moreno. I beg you, go and watch that game back. Watch Dejan Lovren. It is an abomination. In 16-17, we had no European football, having failed to win the Europa League and failed to qualify for Europe through domestic competitions. We sat out. But in 17-18, we were back in the Champions League. We had to beat Hoffenheim in a playoff to get into the group stage. We beat them 2-1 over there. A very young Trent Alexander-Arnold with a free kick. Nordved with an own goal. They got one back late on through Mark Hoot, who scored in the 87th minute. Then at Anfield, we were really good. Emre Can scored on 10. He scored, and then Salah scored on 18. And then Can scored again on 21, and it was tie over. One of those Can goals remains one of the best goals of the Jurgen Klopp era. Hoot scored for them on 28. Bobby got our fourth. And Wagner pulled one back on the 79th minute, but it was all over and done with. Into the group stage. Liverpool 2, Sevilla 2. Bobby Firmino and Mo Salah. After we'd gone 1-0 down to a Ben Yedder goal, but Joaquin Correa equalised on 72, and it was a share of the spoils. Over to Moscow, we go 1-0 down. Fernando opens the scoring, but Phil Coutinho equalised. Then we played Maribor away. Two for Bobby, one for Phil, two for Salah, one for Ox, and one for Trent. A 7-0 win. Played them at home, Salah, Emre, and Daniel Sturridge giving us a comfortable 3-0 win. We went to Seville. We went 3-0 up. Bobby, Sadio, and Bobby again. And then we shit the bed in the second half. Ben Yedder got two. Pizarro got the third, a share of the spoils. But in the final game, we absolutely demolished Spartak Moscow. Phil got a hat-trick. Bobby scored. Sadio got two. And Mo scored. 7-0 win at home. Massive. Into the knockout phase, we went to Porto and put five past them. Sadio got a hat-trick. Salah and Bobby both scored. We drew 0-0 at home when there was nothing to play for. Then we played Manchester City and we blew them away at Anfield. Salah, Ox and Sadio had us 3-0 up on 31 minutes. We went to the Etihad for the second leg. Gabriel Jesus pulled one back early, but then Salah scored and then Bobby scored. And we went through 5-1 on aggregate. And I don't think people realise or remember that we went through 5-1 on aggregate against Manchester City, who got 100 points in the Premier League that year. That was an incredibly impressive display from Liverpool. Then the semi-finals. Salah scores on 36 and on 45. Put us two up at half-time. Mane makes it three. Bobby makes it four. Bobby makes it five. Then Edin Dzeko and Perotti pull two back. 5-2. Feels comfortable. But then we went to Rome and very nearly coughed it all up. Mane put us 1-0 up. Milner scored an own goal to make it 1-1. Ginny put us 2-1 up, so 7-3 in aggregate. But then Jekyll scored, and then Nainggolan got two. And Roma nearly found a draw. But we go through 7-6 on aggregate to play Real Madrid, and obviously an unfortunate outcome. Karius has the concussion, throws the ball, Benzema sticks his foot out and deflects it into the net. Bale scored on 64. Oh, sorry, Mane equalised, to be fair. Mane equalised. But then Bale scored on 64 and 83. One, an outrageous goal. The other, another goalkeeping error, I assume, because he was seeing double. But European Cup final in Jürgen's second full season was a pretty impressive achievement. We finished fourth in the league, which meant we were back in the Champions League the following season. In the group stage, we got a pretty tough group. We got PSG, we got Napoli, and we got Red Star Belgrade. We beat PSG 3-2 at home. Sturridge and Milner put us 2-0 up. Meunier and Mbappe made it 2-2, but Bobby Firmino scored in the last minute to give us the win. We lost 1-0 in Napoli to a late Insigne goal. We beat Red Star 4-0 at home. Bobby, two from Mo and Sadio with the goals. We lost 2-0 in Belgrade. Pavkov scored both. We were shite on the night. Then we lost 2-1 away to PSG. Bernat and Neymar scored. Milner scored a penalty just before half-time. The Brexit midfield was in full Brexit effect at this point. And then we beat Napoli 1-0 at home, and Ali made one of the best saves I've ever seen. Salah scored. Lovren switched off. They should have scored. Dries Mertens. Ali makes an unbelievable save. And we sneak through. Second in the group. Same goal, same points and same goal difference as Napoli. We snuck through because we'd scored more goals, 9-7. But we were off to the races from there. We drew 0-0 at home against Bayern, and then we went there and beat them 3-1. Sadio put us 1-up. Matip put it through his own net to make it 1-1. Van Dijk scored on 69. And then Sadio again on 84, and we were through. We drew Porto, we beat them 2-0 at home, Naby Keita and Bobby Firmino with the goals. We went to Porto, beat them 4-1. Sadio, Mo, Bobby and Virgil, Eder Militao with a consolation for them. We went to Barcelona for the semi-finals. Suarez and two from Messi, including one of the best free kicks you'll ever see in your entire life, made it a very, very bad night. Naby Keita picked up a horrible injury as well that would basically blight his entire Liverpool career. And then we played them at Anfield, and I still don't know how that happened. Henderson misses a sitter on 7 minutes. Origi taps in from close range. Ginny scores on 54, having come off the bench at half-time, to make it 2. And 2 minutes later, he scores again to make it 3. And on 79 minutes, we win a corner. It's taken quickly. And Divock Origi scores. But what everybody forgets is that there was, like, including stoppage time, there was 15, 16 minutes left after that goal. And Barca, had they scored, would have gone through on away goals, because away goals were still a thing then. But they just gave up. They quit. They needed one goal to go through, not just to force extra time, to go through. And they couldn't find it.
I don't need a VPN. I've got nothing to hide. This is what I used to tell myself before I hooked up with LibertyShield.com. Not only is my home internet now fully encrypted, but I can now access all the websites I want, whenever I want, and do so from absolutely anywhere. As a Liverpool fan, I love to know I can now watch every match, regardless of whether it's on UK TV or not. My Liberty Shield VPN makes sure nothing is blocked and guarantees me super fast streaming speed throughout that match. You can get connected right now with their software package, which includes a 48-hour no-obligation free trial and instant access to their apps for Apple, Android, Fire TV, PC, Mac, and Android TV. Or go a step further like I have and get one of their pre-configured VPN routers. These small but powerful devices allow you to easily connect every device in your home to VPN, making it the perfect solution for smart TVs, Mac boxes, and games consoles. Visit LibertyShield.com today and use coupon code AIVPN25 to get 25% off at checkout.
We were in the final. We played Spurs. We went 1-0 up through Salah on 2 minutes from a penalty. And on 87 minutes, Divock Origi, from a Joel Matip assist, makes it 2, and the European Cup is ours. 19-20. We're back in the Champions League, obviously, as winners. We lose 2-0 in Naples. Mertens and Llorente score the goals. Then we beat Red Bull Salzburg 4-3 at Anfield. Sadio, Robbo and 2 from Mo scoring for them. Hwang Hee-chan, Minamino and some fella called Haaland. Also in that team, a fella called Dominic Szoboszlai. We went to Genk. We beat them 4-1. Ox scored 2. Sadio and Mo scored. We played them at home. We beat them 2-1. Ginny and Ox scored. Samata scored for them. Didn't he land at Villa at one point and be terrible? He did, yeah. Then we played Napoli at home. We drew 1-1. Dries Mertens scored for them. The Pebble scored for us. We went to Salzburg and we beat them 2-0. Naby and Mo, 2 goals in 2 minutes. We topped the group. We were through to the knockout phase. COVID was coming. We lost 1-0. Away, Saul scored on 4 minutes, and Simeone did what Simeone does and put on a defensive masterclass and whipped the crowd into a frenzy. They came to Anfield for the second leg, and Ginny scores the equaliser for us in the tie to make it 1-1 in aggregate and send the game to extra time. Bobby puts us up early in extra time. We're 2-1 up on the night. Sorry, we're 2-0 up on the night, 2-1 up on aggregate. Llorente scores again, and then Morata scores on a counter-attack. And we go out 4-2. And everybody was miserable. And everybody would get more miserable then because COVID hit properly and we were all locked down. That game should never have been played, that second leg. They were already warning against events like that. The following year, we're back in the Champions League as Premier League winners. In the group, we played Ajax in Amsterdam. A Tagliafico own goal got us the win. We played Midtjylland at home, Jota and Salah with the goals. Then we went to Atalanta in what we all thought was going to be a tough game. And we beat them 5-0. Jota got a hat-trick, Salah and Mane scored. Then we played them at home in the second leg, and everybody thought it'd be easy after the first leg, and they beat us 2-0. Ilicic and Gosens scored the goals. Then we played Ajax at Anfield. At this point, we're in pretty good shape to top the group. Curtis Jones scores the only goal of the game. And then we wrap up the group stage by going to Midtjylland and drawing 1-1. Mo Salah put us one up on 1 minute. Schultz equalising for them. Top of the group, we drew Leipzig in the round of 16. Salah and Mane scored over there to make it 2-0. Salah and Mane scored at Anfield to make it 2-0 and 4-0 in aggregate. And through we went, where we drew Real Madrid. Now, remember, at this point, we have no defenders left. Gomez is out, Matip is out, and most importantly, Virgil is out. They beat us 3-1 over there. Vinicius has an absolute field day. He scores, Asensio scores, Salah gets one back, but then Vinicius scores again. At Anfield, a 0-0 draw, and out we go. 21-22. We're in a group at Atletico Madrid, Porto, and Milan. We win all six games. 3-2 at home to Milan. A Tomori own goal. A Salah goal. Henderson scores after we've given up two to them, Rebic and Brahim Diaz. They'd actually gone 2-1 up, despite the fact that we dominated and they went 2-1 up. But we eventually won the game. We went to Porto and beat them 5-1. Two from Salah, one from Sadio, and two from Bob. Taremi had pulled one back when it was 3-0, and then we punished them for that. We went to Madrid and beat Atletico 3-2. Salah, a worldie from Naby, and Salah again. Antoine Griezmann had actually made it 2-2 after we'd gone 2-0 up. We played them at home. Jota scored, Mane scored, and it was a 2-0 win. We played Porto at home. Thiago scored, an absolute scorcher. And then Mo scored, and we beat them 2-0. And then we went to Milan, played largely a reserve team. Nat Phillips, Cruyff turned Zlatan. Mo scored, and Divock scored, and we beat them 2-1, having gone 1-0 down through a Tomori goal. In the round of 16, we went back to Milan, and we beat Inter 2-0, Bobby and Mo with the goals. At Anfield, we lost 1-0, Latour Martinez scoring for them, but we go through 2-1 on aggregate. We played Benfica. Ibu put us 1-up. Sadio put us 2-up. Some Darwin Nunez chap scored for them to make it 2-1, but Luis Diaz made it 3-1. In the home leg, Ibu scores again. Goncalo Ramos scores for them. We go 3-1 up through two goals from Bobby. But Yaramchuk and that pesky Nunez fella score again. And it ends 3-3, but we're through 6-4 on aggregate. Then we play Villarreal in the semi-finals. Estupinan scores an own goal. Mane scores. It's 2-0. We go to Villarreal. Diaz scores. Cocaín scores. It's 2-2 on aggregate. And we're looking very shaky. But Fabinho, Lucho, and Sadio get the goals. We win the game 3-2. We go through 5-2 on aggregate. We draw Real Madrid in the final. And we lose 1-0. Vinicius scores the only goal. 22-23, a season best forgotten. We finished second in a group with Napoli, Ajax, and Rangers. We get absolutely trucked in Naples. Zielinski scores, Zambo scores, Simeone scores, Zielinski scores, data goal disallowed. We were absolutely embarrassed. Luis Diaz did pull one back, about the only player to come away from that night with any credit. We beat Ajax 2-1 at home through goals from Mo and Joel Matip. Mohamed Kudus scored for them. We played Rangers at Anfield and beat them 2-0. Trent and a Salah penalty. We played Rangers in Ibrox. Tough place to go, don't you know? Scott Arfield made it 1-0, and then we got upset and we beat them 7-1. Two from Bobby, one from Darwin, a five-minute hat-trick from Mo, and a Harvey Elliott goal. We went to Ajax and beat them 3-0, Salah, Darwin, and Harvey. And then we beat Napoli 2-0 at home. Late goals from Salah and Darwin. We finished second behind Napoli, and we draw Real Madrid. At Anfield, we go 2-0 up through Darwin and Mo. And you think, maybe this time. Vinicius scored. Vinicius scored again. It was 2-2 at half time. Militao scores early in the second half. Benzema scores. And then Benzema scores again. And it is all of a sudden 5-2. Horrible. Benzema scored the only goal over there. They beat us 6-2 in aggregate. Jurgen has only lost 3 two-legged European ties. 1 to Atletico Madrid and 2 to Real Madrid. Only Spanish teams have knocked us out of Europe. Sevilla in the Europa League final. Real Madrid in 2 Champions League finals and 2 two-legged ties. And Atletico Madrid. Only Spanish teams. This season, we're obviously not in the Champions League because we were a disgrace last year. We're in the Europa League. And to recap, we beat LASK 3-1 away. Darwin, Diaz, and Salah with the goals after Flecker had put them 1-0 up. We beat Union 2-0 at Anfield, Gravenberch and a late Jota goal. We beat Toulouse 5-1 at Anfield, Jota, Endo, Darwin, Gravenberch and a late Salah goal. After Dalinga had made it 1-1, we lost 3-2 in Toulouse. We'd gone 2-0 down. Donham scored and Dalinga scored. A Caceres own goal gave us a lifeline. Magri made it look dead and buried. Jota pulled us 1 back, 3-2. And then Jarrell Kwanzaa had a perfectly good goal ruled out that would have given us the draw. We beat LASK 4-0 at home. Diaz, 2 from Gakpo and a Mo Salah penalty. We lost 2-1 to Union, but it was irrelevant. Amouri put them 1 up. Kwanzaa scored for us and Puertes gave them the win. We beat Sparta Prague 5-1 in Prague. Alexis from a penalty, then 2 from Darwin, then a Bradley own goal gave them a way back into it, but Diaz and Szoboszlai scored to make it 5-1. And at Anfield, Darwin, Bobby Clark and Mo Salah had the game over within 10 minutes. Cody scored on 14. They pulled 1 back through Bermancevic, but Gakpo and Szoboszlai wrapped it all up and we win 11-2 on aggregate. So now we face Atalanta. As I said, only Spanish teams have knocked us out. There are no Spanish teams left in this competition. You have us versus Atalanta, the winner of which will play the winner of Benfica versus Marseille. Benfica are second in Portugal. They're pretty good. Marseille are not great. They currently sit 8th in the French league. We should beat both of those teams. Now, Atalanta currently sits 6th in Serie A. Again, we should beat them. So we should find our way to the final. On the other side of the bracket, you have Milan versus Roma. That's 2nd versus 5th in Serie A. You'd make Milan favourites. They're the better team. And Bayer Leverkusen versus West Ham. Leverkusen are running away with the Bundesliga, obviously, 16 points clear with, I think, 6 games left. 1 more win, and it's all over. And West Ham, I think, are currently 7th in the Premier League. Yeah, seventh in the Premier League. Now, Leverkusen are not playing well at the moment, but they're winning games. They're winning them with the skin of their teeth, but they're winning games. But West Ham will be a tough test for them. I would back Leverkusen to come through, and I think it'll be Milan-Leverkusen in that other semi-final. I think it will be us against Marseille. Milan against Leverkusen. And then the finals in Dublin on the 26th. And there's no Spanish club to stop us this year. Only Spanish clubs have stopped us sweeping the board each year. No Spanish club this year. So, fingers crossed. On AnfieldIndex.com, there is plenty of content for everybody. From an article point of view, go away, what's that? There is a piece ahead of tonight's game. There are some final reflections on the wastefulness of our performance against United, the piece on the flag protest, piece on Mo, and a piece on where to watch tonight's game. Podcast-wise, there is the new Under Pressure. If you haven't listened to it, make sure you do. Dan Kennett, Phil Barker, and Hamza. There is the press conference pod, which Dave Davis has done on Jurgen's pod or presser yesterday. And then there is the new scouted, myself and Carl having a look at Atalanta ahead of tonight's game. So that's it. That's everything. I will see you all tomorrow, where hopefully we will be celebrating a good win and a comfortable state of play ahead of the second leg. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at AnfieldIndex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows.
Sports Social Podcast Network.